make it 7-6 New Lothrop. Then New Lothrop scored before the half, 32 seconds before the half, 13-6. Second half was all Bearcats. Talk about some great adjustments at halftime.
You're absolutely right, Clark. They took over the game and dominated in the second half. And a half where New Lothrop truly dominated the first half, outside of one mishap by them where Jonathan Brandle got free and broke for a touchdown. Outside of that lone bright spot, it was all New Lothrop in the first half, and it felt like they were just going to walk away with this game. But the Bearcats stuffed that offense, and we showed that their defense isn't perfect either. The New Lothrop Hornets, they were able to be scored on. The Bearcats found a way to do it, a nice mix of run first but pass enough to make them think about it, and they were able to win this football game led by their defense and a strong running game.
And a congratulations to Paul Adams with his fifth victory in the season and the media round table. He predicted Ubley to win by 8 points. He was a little off. We'll give it to him as Ubley wins by 9 points, 22-13.
But it's not over, because now that the Bearcats have won, there are still a couple games to be played. We would need Deckerville to win one more game. Well, we need Bearcats to win
game. You need Ubley to win, get at least to the state championship.
We would need another win from Ubley Bearcats to for Doug or I or yourself to have a chance.
I think the Ubley Bearcats would be willing to make that happen.
I think they would.
I think they'd be all for that.
I think they would. I don't think I have to bother asking them. I know that.
Dave Hansen, final thoughts from
today. Wow, what a fantastic game. Thanks to Chesning High School here for having us. What a phenomenal facility they have. And considering we have what we would call the backup booth, Clark, it's better than most of them we get to hang out in. So thanks to them. I appreciate being here. This is a fantastic game to call. Congratulations to the Ubley Bearcats on a regional championship. Way to represent the Thumb area and the Greater Thumb Conference. Hopefully they can keep going, and we will be proud to call and happy to call your game next week on Saturday, wherever it may be, against Pawamo Westphalia.
Today's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and M25 in Sebring, DS Services for all of your agricultural needs, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer, B&D Heating and Cooling of Bad Axe, Ubley Motor Service, North Star Bank, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Mrs. Migalski Funeral Homes of Ubley in Minden City, Benzinger Insurance, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. So on behalf of the entire WLEW Sport, let's try it again. On behalf of the entire WLEW Sports broadcast team, we'd like to thank you for listening today. Doug Cole, our director of sports information, has his hands full today, especially with those jerseys also spotting for me. In-game analysis, that would be Dave Hansen. Pushing the buttons back in the studio, that would be Josh Brubaker. And I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. I know the Ubley Bearcats certainly did, regardless of our quality. It was the Ubley Bearcats defeating New Lothrop in a second-half comeback. Ubley 22, New Lothrop 13, to go on to the state semifinals to take on Pawamo Westphalia. A big week coming up for the WLEW Sports Network. Be sure to listen to The Strong Side, and then two games next week.
The latest news from the Associated Press in the WLEW newsroom. I'm Josh Brubaker. An Ohio judge has declared a mistrial in the case of white former police officer charged with murder in the fatal traffic stop shooting of an unarmed black man. The ruling by Hamilton County Judge Megan Shanahan comes on the fourth day of jury deliberations. Jurors said they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict on murder or voluntary manslaughter charges against